Dogen Zenji's vow, his arousing the mind of enlightenment, is your very own vow. Your heart is increasingly open so that you can fully receive, receiving everything. When I hear true Dharma, I will not lack in faith. I will not lack in faith. I will not doubt. All beings are by nature Buddhas. All the 1,000 Buddhas and the 10,000 teachers were able to meet true Dharma. Just as you are now meeting with true Dharma. They were able to receive Dharma, fully receive. They were able to thoroughly believe in the teacher. They were able to steadily continue to stay with the way, be one with truth. This one way practice that you are now doing. The Buddhas and teachers were able to practice in accord with the teacher, to precisely follow the teaching. Each one of you here now practicing is here, able to meet with true Dharma. It is already clear to you that you are able to follow the Dharma way. You already understand that you can stick with this one way practice. I will hear, really hear true Dharma. I will receive Dharma. Stay in tune with true Dharma alone, fully, wholly receiving. Being one with true Dharma. Be Dharma. I will not doubt that my real nature is Buddha nature. The selfish disposition, your own small judgments, your own small ideas and thoughts are what we call worldly views. Holding on to an idea of an independent self, all the world appears to be outside me. Discriminating mind rules. You attempt to fit the world into the pockets that are created by discriminating thought. You're constantly trying to bend the world to your self-limited view, to live in accordance with these fabrications. Almost everyone is doing this. Depending on the small eye. To rely on the ego eye is to turn away from true eye, true self. You are living thought by thought, I thought, step by step, I step, I think. You are not living in accord with true Dharma. So maybe you ask, why is it bad to depend on my own self? Because that self you seek to rely upon is a mere fabrication. It is your real self that you must come to rely on. So, abandon worldly views. Accept and receive Buddha Dharma. Boldly. Let go of the small judgments that arise from discriminating mind. Break through discriminating mind. The Buddhas and the teachers have graciously, clearly shown us the way. Determine yet again to follow this way. Put all of your effort into this practice, and you will, without fail, break through. Upon hearing true Dharma, no doubt will arise, nor will I lack in faith. All beings by nature are Buddha, as ice by nature is water. Apart from water, there is no ice. Apart from beings, no Buddha. There is no escaping. Essential Buddha nature, affirm it for yourself. It is your reality. You are being reminded constantly of your real nature. I say it over and over again. You read Dogen's vow over and over again. But you must remain alert. If you are the least bit careless, you look outwards. It is your habit. So I ask you, where is there any I separate and apart? When I first had the good fortune to meet with my own teacher, he told me exactly the same thing that I'm telling you. If you believe with all your heart the teaching that I give you, and if you practice just exactly as I instruct, the heavy sorrow that you're now feeling will, without a doubt, melt away. You will awaken to self. You will understand that your whole way of being up to now is distraction, turning outward, away from truth. But you must stay on this one straight track of practice. You must be absolutely determined. Just do this practice. Do not read this book and listen to that talk and the other book, expecting to find the answer, expecting to meet with truth. You will only be led to think and analyze and ponder more and more. Is it this? Is it that? Blah, blah, blah. Endless doubts will arise. Over and over, you get off the track, lost and muddled. You must practice truth. You must be truth. It is necessary to stick to one practice in order to do that. From this life on, throughout countless lives, how many countless lives have been spent amassing the tendency, strengthening the tendency to turn away from true mind? Until you have met with true Dharma, there is grasping the I thought, wandering in darkness, following your own thoughts and ideas, making yourself mean and pitiful, seeking to suit yourself, a self-limiting notion of self. As long as the mind has gone astray, the world appears astray. We have the habit of being off course, of being of two minds. Until we have come alive to true mind, until we have attained real peace, we will continue to be off track, to be lost in ignorance. And we will continue to accumulate the seeds for misery. No matter how adroitly we try to fool ourselves, no matter how we maneuver to get things the way we want them to be, until we have attained peace, we remain lost in spiritual darkness, and we will suffer, and we will cause others to suffer. Before awakening, our steps, our efforts, will not be the steps of essential life. They will not be the endeavors which bring true peace of mind to others. Self-cherishing will continue to rule. It is absolutely essential that you open your eye to truth. Perhaps you're now thinking, please, you don't need to say that to me anymore. I have accepted and received Buddha nature. This one truth I am receiving. Even when self-cherishing shows its face, and it will, I won't grasp. I won't be a party to it. I will stay with this one straight way. I will not wander. But I must caution you. You cannot be careless. Because until we have met with true Dharma, we just can't help but go astray. That is because we are still trying to rely on ego self. We still buy into the I, me, mine fabrication. We believe that the ego I actually exists. When I meet with true Dharma, I will abandon worldly views. Worldly views, self-cherishing views. My ideas, my evaluation, my perceptions, my judgment of the world. This describes the activity, the view of practically everybody. Practically everyone is operating from discriminating intellect. I will abandon worldly views. I will accept, receive, and embrace Buddha Dharma. In so doing, the great earth and all living beings together attain the Buddha way. The genuine is always one with the genuine. There is no possibility of division. So please, more, still more, with courage and clarity, do just this one doing. Sincerely, do this one doing. Sincerely. The teaching is clearly laid out before you. There is just for you to continue. Continue this one-way path. In so doing, the great earth and all living beings attain the Buddha way. The genuine. You. You are the genuine. Together with all beings, sentient and not, with the grasses, the trees, the great earth, I attain the way. Heaven and earth is one heart. My teacher held me in his glare, his glaring gaze, and said, you must believe with all your being in the teaching that I give you. You must practice with all your being, just as I tell you. One way. You have to stick with the one way. Stay on the one-way path. You could read a multitude of books, but in the end, what you must do is practice. Do not look off. Do not turn outwards. Heaven and earth, one root, all things, one body. No thing, nobody is excluded. All beings, one body. The I notion is stubborn, persistent. If you continue to give in to I, me, if you allow yourself to be so manipulated, you will remain unable to repay the limitless kindness that is your life. To cherish self is to ignore your blessings, the blessings of all the cosmos. The I, me, hungry ghost mentality, hell, animal, fighting god, demon. As humans, we see ourselves as very big in the picture. But as long as we are being jerked around by self-cherishing, we are little lost souls. No matter how heavenly life might be, filled with plenty, where there is self-cherishing, there is the ignorance of the six realms. Hell, animal, hungry ghost, fighting demon, human, heavenly. Locked inside a prison of selfishness, we are simply unable to give in thanks for all that we receive. And we are doomed to continually repeat the cycle. My past evil karma has greatly accumulated. That is self-cherishing day in and day out, self-cherishing. Indeed, being the causes and conditions for obstacles in practicing the way. But even though there may be obstacles to practice, you do not give in to it. You do not give up. Why? May all the Buddhas and teachers who have attained the Buddha way be compassionate and free me from karmic effects, allowing me to practice the way without hindrance. May they share their compassion, compassion that fills the boundless universe with the virtue of their enlightenment and teachings. Buddhas and teachers of old were as we in future will be Buddhas and teachers. The Buddhas were once just as we are now, until meeting with true Dharma, before exhausting themselves, before giving their lives fully to Dharma. They were just as we are now, lost in the samadhi of selfishness. We in future will be Buddhas and teachers. We quickly grew very big, didn't we? It is true that revering Buddhas and teachers, we are one with Buddha. One Buddha, one teacher. Awakening Bodhi mind, we are one Bodhi mind. The genuine is ever constantly now here. The 1,000 Buddhas and the 10,000 great teachers were able to break through the darkness of ignorance, and we are here now, following in their footsteps. But even though you are determined to break through, even though you have made up your mind not to look off, you still find yourself wandering from time to time. You still find that you have the tendency to get tripped up in weak, lazy mind. You have this tendency, but your core is the genuine. You are the genuine. And it is not something that you have to newly create. All beings are, by nature, Buddha. As ice, by nature, is water. Apart from water, there is no ice. Apart from beings, no Buddha. How sad that people ignore the near and search for truth afar. How far, far, far away you carry yourself. Like someone in the midst of water crying out in thirst. You well know, how well you know, that the tendency to turn outside, to look off, is a sticky, stubborn, tenacious tendency. But you're here to, for once, rein in that tendency. Pour all your conviction, the conviction of real heart, into this one doing. This one doing is real heart, true mind. This one doing. Stay with it, this one straight way. Ichitante, ichitante. Stay with it, and you will see for yourself. Please, just do it. Please. One with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.